You wanted to see me, sir. It's interesting, isn't it? How you're always calling me into your office. Always another infraction. Another complaint about how I'm distracting you. Sucking my thumb too much in your lectures, am I? Which you have to admit are really boring. Just like those stupid books you write. And then there's your pathetic attempts to hide your erection when I walk by your desk and I drop my books on the floor. And when I lick my lips, staring straight at you. Sitting in the middle of the front row, my eyes so big and so innocent. But sitting in that special way, just for you. So you're the only one who can see I have no panties on. Letting you know what you could have. I love how you get so flustered, sir. Losing your train of thought, forgetting that point you're trying to make. And you know what's so funny? It's when you try and tell me off. To discipline me in front of the class. And then call me in here and say, your behaviour is unacceptable. And you look at me so sternly. But really, you love it. Don't you, Daddy? Oh yes, that's what you'd love, wouldn't you? For me to be your good girl. In all the ways I know you've fantasized about. So, what is it this time? What? You're going to fail me? Are you fucking kidding? No one fails your class. I'll be humiliated. What memo? Let me see. You can't send that. No way. No, you can't send that. If you do, my grade point average falls. And that means my scholarship could be denied. I have to have at least a B+. You know that. Please, please don't do that. Please? I can't afford to be here without my scholarship. Oh, fuck. Okay, please, I'm really sorry. I'll do anything, just name it. Please, I can't afford to lose my scholarship, you know that. An alternative memo between us. Oh, I see. Like insurance, blackmail even. Yes, very well, I'll type it. Can I have your chair then? No. So I'm just going to bend over the desk in front of you. Fine. Dictate it from behind me then. Okay. Dear Miss Heaven Daniels, you are an impudent slut. What the fuck? Your efforts to seduce me are pitiful, cliched, obvious, and completely ineffective. Nothing you ever do results in my sexual arousal. Well, I know that's not true. Yes, okay. Your attempts to walk by me with your ass revealed in that tiny plaid skirt pulled up, those white knee-length stockings. Nothing! Exclamation point. I am implacable. And for the record, I have dealt with far more sophisticated efforts to get me to raise a grade over the years. This is really rather unfair, you know. Sometimes I wish I'd never taken your fucking class. But then I wouldn't get to see... You know I do actually have a crush on you, right? And when I'm in my dorm alone, when I'm touching myself, I only think of you. I visualize you in my mind, and you're sitting in your chair, just like you are now, while I sit on the edge of your desk, my legs apart, my pussy dripping. And in my fantasy, you don't say anything. You just watch me rubbing, fingering, and circling the wet. And then you take out your cock, but you don't touch yourself. It just lies there soft, like you're proving that nothing I do affects you. But then you hear, see, and then smell my wetness. And then you start to rise for me, seeing me exploring myself in front of you, knowing I'm here just for you. You can't help but get hard. And as I see it rising, and then pulsing and throbbing, just for me, I bring myself over into orgasm. But of course, this is all just a fantasy, right? You know, I really have read your book, cover to cover. Honestly. Go on, ask me a question. Sure. Alienation is the state of feeling separate from who you judge yourself to be. A state of permanent dissociation in which your creative energy is used for purposes that are not your own. Is that right? Yes. An example would be me masturbating to someone I was told to masturbate to, rather than keeping the image of you in my head. It just wouldn't feel quite right now, would it? Are you? Really? Fuck. Oh, what if someone comes in? Sorry, make it rise. Fuck. And if I do that, you won't fail me, sir? I'll take you getting comfortable as a yes. These panties are already soaked. Just describing my fantasy drives me crazy. Let me show you. I think they could be wetter, sir. In my fantasy, I also sit here and I put these panties all the way inside myself, like this. Stuffing them in an inch at a time. Oh, and in my fantasy, I always imagine that it's your hands While I do this, spreading my lips and tapping my clit so lightly, and then pushing into me as you look straight into my eyes, wrapping your tie around my neck and telling me I can't take it off until you tell me to. And then, it makes me come. You watching me, my pussy stuffed, filled completely. Right here on your desk. And then, as I pull them out slowly, so you can see just how much I soaked them. Just pulling them out really slowly. And then I imagine presenting them to you for your inspection. Do I smell good, Professor? May I hold them under your nose? You like that, don't you, Daddy? Warm and shiny from my wet. You twitched for me, sir. I really liked it when you did that. All I want is your attention, sir. And I think I've gotten that now. Haven't I, Professor? It's throbbing. And if I get this far in my fantasy, I also imagine that I will turn myself around and sit on your lap like this. My soaking wet pussy. Fuck. Daddy, you feel so good. You don't need to do anything. Just sit still, let me. Do all the work. Fuck, yes. Yes, it's grinding down on your gawk. Fuck, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, Daddy, please come. Please. I'll be so good for you. And I won't talk back. And I won't wear this slutty outfit in class again. I'm gonna be such a good girl for you. Do I feel good on you? Do I, Professor? Fuck, I can feel you, Daddy. Yes, come. Go on, give it to me. I want it. I want it. What are you doing? What do you mean I don't deserve it? Tell me what I need to do then. Okay. On my knees, in front of you. Okay. Over my mouth. Okay, but why? Fuck! What? Yes, I'll never be late again. Okay, I understand, sir. Okay. I'll never be late again. I'll never insult you. No, never. I'll be wet for you at all times. I'll bend over on demand. Yes, sir. And no, I'll never come on your desk again unless I'm told to. Yes, sir. I'll try, sir. I promise to try. Oh, fuck. Oh. Do you believe me, Daddy? Oh, fuck. Oh. I should go now, right? Yes, sir. Oh, thank you, sir. And you'll hold off on sending that F? Thank you, sir. Yes, I promise. I'll be good. I won't ever be bratty in your class again. I will be on my best behavior from now on. The fuck I will.